Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele.
Dun, dun, dun.
November 4th. You know what's the worst? When you get a song stuck in your head that's ridiculous and you don't want other people to hear you humming that song and you keep going. And then somebody goes like, are you humming, oh, Mickey, don't you understand? How does that song, you know what I mean? Go, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Yeah, that's in my head right now. I don't know why. And I think somebody ought to take me out back and shoot me. Let's do some news. So today, the Bishop Police Department announced via Facebook that a permanent drop-off kiosk for prescription medications had been installed in their lobby in order to address the need for proper medication disposal. Ah, maybe that's why the song's in my head. I haven't been properly disposing of my medication. I've actually been taking it, and there you go. To provide this service, the Bishop Police Department is partnering with Med Project USA, a disposal service that operates nationwide and partners with pharmacies, law enforcement agencies, and providers in order to implement medicine disposal kiosks and make them widely available. Med Project USA's homepage allows you to enter your zip code in order to find the nearest disposal service. According to the United States Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, unused or expired medications can be a public safety issue. When not disposed of properly, they can lead to accidental poisoning, misuse, overdose, or even have adverse environmental effects. Though there are other ways of disposing of your prescription medication, a drug disposal kiosk or a take-back program are by far the safest as well as convenient method for disposal. The Bishop kiosk will provide a disposal option for any expired or leftover medications of any dosage. However, this does not include needles, medical devices, illicit substances, vitamins, personal care items. The kiosk will be located inside the lobby of the Bishop Police Department and will be available to users at any time. For more information, call the Bishop Police Department at 760-873-5866. So NEO 350 invites you to join Deanna Doolin, former superintendent of Devil's Postpile National Monument, as she speaks about challenges and opportunities in habitat adaptation related to climate change. She will share the latest on climate refugia and fire recovery science and experimental restoration research. Deanna will field questions after her presentation. To register for this Zoom event, please go to inyo350action.org. The link is on easternsierranow.com. And click on the registration link in the subject posting. For more information, email M Hornick, that's M-H-O-R-N-I-C-K, 8N, as in Nick, at gmail.com. And again, the link is at Eastern Sierra Now. So November 6th is Clean the Highway Day. This Saturday, November 6th, is Clean the Highway Day, as I just so ecstatically said. And this year's event is hosted by our local Sandy Lund with the Big Pine Civic Club. The section of highway being cleaned will be Highway 395 in the Big Pine area. Frequently, travelers will litter along Highway 395 as they travel through, and cleanup effort is much needed. Is it just travelers? You know what I mean? I mean, I could see some people out there chucking things on the side of the road and stuff that maybe aren't tourists. I don't know. I think everybody needs to get out there and clean it up. I agree completely. If you're interested in participating, meet at the kiosk near the turnoff to the Bristlecone Pines, where the old Big Pine tree used to stand, on Saturday at 9 a.m. The cleanup should take a maximum of 2 hours, but the more that show up, the shorter that could be. Many hands make light work. In the words of Sandy Lund, let's keep our road clean and show some Piner pride. I hated being called Piner when I was a kid. I used to be like, yeah, well, you're a bishop. It didn't work so great. Stupid Piners. So, the Bishop Union High School Theater Club presents All Together Now. Bishop Union High School Theater Club announces an upcoming production of Music Theater International's All Together Now, a global event celebrating local theater performances to take place November 12th through the 14th. 2021. A fantastic selection of songs are featured in the brand new musical review from shows including Rent, Les Miserables, Into the Woods, Matilda, Hairspray, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Fiddler on the Roof, Once on This Island, I don't know what that is, Little Shop of Horrors, Mamma Mia, and many more. I hate to tell you this, but I've been in like more than half of those shows. I'm a nerd. Bishop Union High School Theater Club announced that they will be joining thousands of theatrical organizations around the globe by producing their own local production of Music Theater International's All Together Now. a global event celebrating local theater, Theatrical Licensor Music Theater International, or MTI, created this review for theaters across the globe to use as a local fundraising event performed over the same weekend of November 12th, 2021. BUH's performance are scheduled for November 12th at 7 p.m., November 13th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and November 14th at 2 p.m. Bishop Union High School Theater Club, All Together Now, features songs from MTI's beloved catalog of musicals, including Annie, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Come From Away, Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Fiddler on the Roof, Godspell, Guys and Dolls, Hairspray, Into the Woods, Les Miserables, Little Shop of Horrors, Mamma Mia, Matilda, My Fair Lady, Once on This Island, Rent, Waitress, and many more. Each production of All Together Now, wherever it is performed, contains a unique selection from these songs, making each production unique. MTI has also provided a variety of resources to assist with productions, including professional posters, online playbill publications, videos, and more. MTI's president and CEO, Drew Cohen, stated, "MTI's All Together Now is about bringing people back to the theater, whether as audience members, as cast, crew, and musicians. The review features songs from the world's most iconic musicals, so there's definitely something for everyone to enjoy. Our goal with this worldwide event is for organizations to provide hope, inspiration, and excitement to their communities through the transformative power of musical theater. Our cast of Bishop Union High School Theater Club consists of 15 talented students from Bishop High and Home Street School. This is one of the largest productions done by the Theater Club since our drama program was ended more than 15 years ago. It will be the first time we sell tickets online and simultaneously live stream our performances. The live stream must be watched at the time of the performances." The director, Diana Lannan, states that for our students, having all expressions of the arts put on hold for over a year was a difficult time. Losing the opportunity to do what we love has made this time of COVID even more difficult for theater groups. In order for Bishop Union High School Theater Club to perform All Together Now, students have volunteered their time and talents, wearing masks at all times, at rehearsals, and taking frequent breaks outdoors to make this production possible. We look forward to welcoming audiences back with this amazing musical experience. Tickets for either live stream performances or in-house performance can be purchased at, way too many things for me to say, go to easternsierranow.com and click on the link there. That's going to be your best bet and easiest way to get a hold of tickets. But it seems like it's a pretty easy process. You just got to click on the link and follow the prompt. The Bishop Union High School Theater Club event will follow COVID protocols. Audience members must wear masks at all times in the building for their health and the sake of our performers. Social distancing is provided in the seating. Advanced reservations are recommended. That sounds like a really cool thing. You need to at least check it out live streamed if you're not going to go see it in person. Those kids put a lot of work into that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's been 15 years since they canceled the drama program there, and it's just getting regoing. And that's pretty cool. That's nice to see that all of us theater nerds get our Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Suddenly Seymour. You know what? I'm going to get out of here and go sing some more show tunes without you guys having to listen to me. So, you know what? First, I want to talk about Brood Awakening. You need to get down there and get some Brood Awakening. I can't awaken without brew. And it's definitely not the brew that you'd think I'm talking about. It's coffee. In the morning, head on down there. They are open till, I believe, 1:30. And they have every kind of pastry you can think of, all homemade stuff. The coffee is fantastic. It's got all that go juice in there that we all need to get going. It's a great shop, and you should head down there and check them out. There's my catchphrase. I knew I was going to say it. This is Jesse Steele for Easton's Here Now, and we will see you tomorrow.